Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, as you know, Sue, I have spoken about my friend Chris Smith and the incident that happened the night before Thanksgiving more than 4 years ago. He was shot in the head. The woman he was with up in Farmersville, Illinois, was shot dead. And the piece of human debris that did that shooting is in prison for the rest of his life. But Chris is still on this road to recovery. You know, 48 Hours did a story on him a year ago. He has some interest right now in a... Well, they have interest in him. A company from the UK that's doing a documentary, literally, I don't know if you remember this, but the actual title of the episode on 48 Hours, which you can find on Paramount, is Fatal First Date, right?
Yeah.
And that's the name of his book, My Fatal First Date. So there's a documentary company from the UK that's coming in to film him because Chris is also, and he was, a singer, songwriter, musician, and you know hasn't had the opportunity to do that as much in his recovery, but he's starting to get back on the road and he's performing. So he is performing this Sunday, and the documentary crew will be there at the Moonshine Blues Bar on Main Street in Old Town, St. Charles, which, by the way, Old Town St. Charles at Christmas time.
Oh, it's lovely.
Lovely is the word. It really is. It's very cool. 2 p.m. on this Sunday. It's all ages. So go out and see Chris Smith. He's going to do a little performing, and they're going to be filming that documentary at that time. Johnny Carson was a legend, right? You remember this from The Tonight Show.
From Hollywood, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra inviting you to join Johnny and his guests.
And Ed would always introduce the guests.
Bo Derek, Pete Fountain, author Mickey Zifrin, and from the San Diego Zoo, Joan Embry.
Of course, Joan Embry's there, right, Sue? So I kind of remember Johnny Carson in two different ways. One, when I was a pretty young kid, like my daughter's age, starting to stay up a little bit later, remembering watching The Tonight Show with mainly my grandmother and my grandfather, not my mom and dad. But then obviously as I get a little older and I'm into college now, when I go to Mizzou, that's kind of when Letterman's starting. So
it is.
Even though Carson was old school, I had a great appreciation for who he was, what he was, how he put celebrities on display, and the comedic ability of Johnny Carson. But his story is quite complicated. Mark Malkoff is with us. He is the host of the Carson Podcast, and he's written a book called Love Johnny Carson, One Obsessive Fan's Journey to Find the Genius Behind the Legend. Mark, thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
How would you explain, like, my producer Ethan here, you know, he doesn't know much about Johnny Carson. My daughter doesn't know who Johnny Carson is. She's only 11, but I bet my kids who are in their 20s don't know much about Johnny Carson. So let's start here. How would you describe Johnny Carson to folks in this generation who might not be familiar with him? They know Jimmy Kimmel. They know Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert, but this was a different era in America.
Yeah, before Fallon, before Colbert, before Seth Meyers, there was a gentleman named Johnny Carson who for 30 years dominated American culture and was maybe the most famous American, most recognizable, other than maybe the president of the United States. And this person influenced politics, fashion. Every famous person passed through Carson's show. And it was appointment TV at 11:30. There were only three networks. So everybody's watching this guy. At one point in the late 60s, 45 million Americans tune in to a wedding that takes place on Johnny Carson's show with this singer named Tiny Tim, who was very outrageous at the time. And that was only second to the moon landing in terms of people tuning in. So this guy's influence is crazy, but the funniest late night host of all time. He hasn't been on the air for 30 years, and every single poll, whenever they do a poll, greatest late night host of all time, it's him. The most likable guy. Do yourself a treat and go on YouTube. The official Johnny Card YouTube channel has over a million subscribers, and it's just, he's funny with animals, with kids. Movie stars, people that some of you would probably know, some of you might not know, but if you want a time capsule of what America was like during the 70s and 80s and early 90s, there's nothing better than Carson's show.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how did you get involved in this, and do you do this before the book, even this Carson podcast? So what drove you to this project?
Mark, I used to go to Letterman's show at NBC, and I worked at his show on CBS for a little bit, but I always loved Dave, but I loved Carson, and I did it through, shockingly for somebody that iconic, there weren't a lot of stories about what went on behind the scenes. So I just started contacting people like Dick Cavett, people like Michael J. Fox, and I had no idea. They all wanted to talk to me.
Really?
Someone like Jimmy Buffett would be like, Mark, I'm excited to talk to you because no one in my life has ever asked me about going on Johnny Carson. It was the biggest break of my career. So we wanted to tell me all about it. You think about unknown comedians getting breaks like David Letterman and Leno, but Jimmy Buffett and all these other people give Johnny the credit. So I traveled all across the United States and sat down with over 400 people for the podcast, which went on for 8 years in the book. And just the stories poured out. And I said, I have to write a book.
Yeah, so you've talked to Carol Burnett, Mel Brooks, the late Bob Saget, Larry King, Michael J. Fox, you mentioned Paul Ponson, all these people. Now, one of the reasons I've seen Johnny Carson come back a little bit into pop culture is on Instagram, on the Reels, a lot of people have been rolling the one where Johnny Carson's doing an interview with somebody, not on his show, and he's talking about keeping politics out of comedy. And a lot of folks have circled back to that comment because the opposite happens in late night television these days, Mark.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, that was 60 Minutes in 1979 with Mike Wallace. Carson figured, why would I want to alienate half my audience by giving my political opinion? He hammered anybody who was in the president or in politics. He'd make jokes about them, but you couldn't tell where his politics lied. Like, Nancy Reagan did get upset at some of the jokes and would call in upset, but so, you know, Jimmy Carter's mom would get a little bit bent out of shape. But at the end of the day, they all laughed and respected Carson. He just didn't really understand why, you know, people are going to bed at 11:30. The last thing that they want are political opinions.
Absolutely.
People just want to laugh and be entertained. That was Carson's belief.
That's why the modern day late night television, I've just lost all interest. And I used to record all those shows on the old DVR, and I wouldn't watch them every day, but I'd look for the musical guests or some of the bits. And you just don't have that anymore. We're talking about the book Love Johnny Carson, and Mark Malkoff is my guest. So one thing, and I'm very curious about your perspective on this, especially after talking to a lot of people, but Johnny did have a reputation behind the scenes of being a little nasty, had a little drinking problem, and wasn't quite the guy, and this is, you know, not uncommon with entertainers, not quite the guy that we saw on TV night after night. What did you discover there?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was really interesting. So Johnny would talk about his issues with drinking on the show. That was the one time you didn't want to be around him. He would say some people, when they would drink a lot, would get fun-loving and gregarious. And Johnny said when he drank, he'd have one extra drink turn into Attila the Hun and would want to fight people. Mm. I mean, Ed McMahon and Frank Sinatra had to save him many times. So you didn't want to be around him when that happened. But I have to say, I talked to his friends, the people that really spent the most time with him, and they told me that he was not cold and aloof like the media made it out to be. They would all tell me consistently that he was almost the same Johnny you would see on and off camera. But it was a small group of people that he trusted, that he demanded loyalty and got loyalty from. And the only people that really said bad stuff about Carson was Joan Rivers, Wayne Newton. And I talked about what really happened. I mean, Miss Rivers, when she competed against her mentor, Johnny Carson, opposite on Fox, tried to take Johnny's producer. Every talent coordinator Rivers offered double their salary. I mean, there's a lot more to the story, and we go into that. But yeah, Carson was definitely a complicated figure.
All right, so you have a list here of banned show guests and why they were banned.
Yes.
These include Ellen DeGeneres, Jay Leno, yes, ironically, banned for 7 years because Carson privately said Leno was not funny. William Shatner. William can be a very interesting person. I've interviewed him myself. Jerry Lewis and even Carl Sagan. Those are banned guests.
That's right. And I can tell you why if you want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a long list of guests.
Give me Ellen DeGeneres.
Jerry Lewis. Okay. Ellen, on her third appearance with Carson, was told not to do a joke that they thought was offensive to her religious people. She did it anyway, and they banned her. Back then, the show was live to tape. The mistakes got in. Anything that somebody said would get in. So the joke got in. Ellen was banned. Jerry Lewis yelled at Carson's staff. Johnny thought that was rude, banned him. Shatner would not stop talking for 3 minutes and wouldn't let Johnny get a word
in. I believe it. I totally believe that.
Shatner was boring the audience. He turns his back to Carson to talk to a previous guest. And then back then you weren't allowed to plug the network. Shatner said, I'm on TJ Hooker on Saturday nights, which is fine, but you weren't allowed to say what network. And of course, Shatner's like, watch me on ABC. So it was like three strikes and you are out. And then Leno just ran out of material. Like, Carson liked him at first, and then he started bombing. And then he said, you know what? This guy's never coming on. I don't find him funny. Then Leno got red hot by going on Dave Letterman's 12:30 show. Went on 40 times, and by 1986, Johnny relented. And then Leno wisely said, I'll come back, but you have to let me guest host twice. And Jay did very well and famously became the permanent guest host and got the job.
So this is one of my favorite little notes about your book, Mark, and I totally believe it just because I know how vain. Well, first of all, I know how vain I am, and if I had the money, I might do the same thing, but I know how vain Hollywood people are. So you say that Carson's competitive nature had him fake hepatitis in the hospital when he was really getting cosmetic eye surgery, right? And he even had the staffers had to get the hepatitis shot, even though Carson didn't have it.
Yeah, so in 1971, he has all this competition. Dick Cavett is like 10 years younger than Carson. David Frost is like 14 years young. His girlfriend at the time has him stop dyeing his hair, so his hair turns white. His mom, Carson's mom in Nebraska, said, "You look so old." So Johnny, got cosmetic eye surgery in a hospital, said he had hepatitis, and didn't realize everyone would have to get shots. So like people like Tony Randall, all the guests had to get shots, 200 people at NBC.
Oh my gosh.
And then there were people. Then there were people that weren't even near Carson that wanted the shot to tell their friends, "I was around Johnny Carson." All these vice presidents at NBC is like, "Give me the shot." And it's like they weren't even around Carson. It was a circus. Carson was horrified when he found out that's what happened. But yeah, that was his competitive streak.
We lost Bob Uecker in the last year. I worked with Bob many years up in Milwaukee when I worked for the WTMJ, the Brewers flagship station. Bob was an amazing character and an amazing guest for Johnny Carson. Did you interview him before his death?
I did. We talked for an hour, and he rarely does interviews. He was rarely doing interviews, but he said he wanted to do it because it was Carson. Bob Uecker went on Johnny Carson in the late 60s in New York and was so darn funny that Carson, after the interview, told his staff, "I do not believe for a second this guy played major league ball. He's a professional comedian that's making this story up that he played ball." And the staff had to show him newspaper clippings, and because Uecker would would not do the they'd do a pre-interview, but they wouldn't use it. They would be him and Johnny.
They didn't need it.
Back and forth. Yeah,
they didn't need it. Look, he's flat out the funniest person I've been around in my life. And I've been around Zach Galifianakis and a lot of, you know, Hollywood comedians, but he is by far the funniest. I went, you know, I was at a lot of events with him. We weren't close or anything. I don't want to misrepresent that. But we would go to events where we would be at the same, you know, table of 8 or 10 at, you know, Brewers Awards. And I'm telling you, man, he was just a piece of work. He could always tell a story. He could always dazzle you. He always made you feel like he was a friend. He goes, "Hey, Mark, buddy, how are you?" Well, we weren't buddies. We knew each other. But he was such a character, that Bob Uecker, no doubt about it. Well, listen, I find the book fascinating. It's called Love Johnny Carson, One Obsessive Fan's Journey to Find the Genius Behind the Legend. Mark Malkoff, I'll ask you one final question. Did you have one person who you spoke with over, you know, 400 interviews that you really, really loved and you want to share a story from?
I think maybe Mel Brooks, just because he was on Johnny's very first show on October 1st, 1962. And Mel is notorious for saying no to everything. And his friend Carl Reiner, who I was with in his living room in Beverly Hills the day before, told Mel he should do it. So that was just amazing. Like, Mel was doing routines that he did on Carson in the 70s for me. And it was just, that was just so special. And we all know this guy's like 98 now. He's a treasure. Spaceballs 2 is being filmed. He's going to do a cameo. And then I got nuts. Time with him was really special.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mark Malkoff, congratulations on the book and good luck with everything.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
I feel like it would make a fine stocking stuffer this time of year, right?
I think so. Oh, talking to over 400 people, I mean, it's the definitive on what went on behind the scenes at Carson's show. And the fact that all the late night hosts today still talk about him, it shows you Carson's ability. I mean, the man was a genius, certified genius.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Mark, for coming on. Love Johnny Carson.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great Christmas. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.